The bolt slid back, the door was yanked open, and I found myself face to face with Morelli. His stance was passive-aggressive, his voice laced with impatience. What? He was more solid than I'd remembered, more angry. His eyes were more remote, the line of his mouth more cynical. I'd come looking for a boy who might have killed out of passion. I suspected the man standing in front of me would kill with professional detachment. I took a moment to steady my voice, to formulate the lie. I'm looking for Joe Juniac. You got the wrong apartment. There's no Juniac here. I feigned confusion, forced a tight smile. Sorry. I took a step backward and was about to bolt down the stairs when recognition hit Morelli. Jesus Christ, he said. Stephanie Plum? I was familiar with the tone of voice and the sentiment behind it. My father used that same tone when he caught the Smullen's dog lifting its leg on his hydrangea bush. Fine by me, I told myself. Get it straight from the beginning. There was no love lost between us. That made my job easier. Joseph Morelli, I said. What a surprise. His expression narrowed. Yeah, almost as surprising as when you nailed me with your father's car. In the interest of avoiding confrontation, I felt compelled to explain. I didn't feel obliged to do it convincingly. It was an accident. My foot slipped. That was no accident. You jumped the goddamn curb and followed me down the sidewalk. You could have killed me. He leaned beyond the door jamb and looked the length of the hallway. So what are you really doing here? You read about me in the papers and decide my life wasn't fucked up enough? My plan evaporated in a rush of pique. I could care less about your fucked-up life, I snapped. I'm working for my cousin Vinny. You're in violation of your bond agreement. Good going, Stephanie. Wonderful control. He grinned. Vinny sent you to bring me in? You think that's funny? Yeah, I do. And I have to tell you, I really enjoy a good joke these days because I haven't had much to laugh about lately.